Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, and we are. We're fired up, man. We had 4 full hours for you today, 1 to go. And now it is our happy hour. It's brought to you by our friends, GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts. That's right, GL Pools, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. They've been doing this for 20 years. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. And when you do, mention the word radio. That'll get you a free month of pool service. All right? It's a pretty good way to start off the summer, I would say.
You know, first, fix your camera, please. If you want to watch us on YouTube, you can. Just search 97.3 The Fan. We're up there. Also on Twitter, at Matt Scraby. Facebook, okay. 97.3 The Fan. As I was leaving my house today, I heard those the delightful sounds of people swimming and jumping into the pool and screaming and having fun, and I was like, and I'm going to work. Do you ever get that feeling, Chris, where everybody else is having fun and you're headed to work?
No, I don't ever have that feeling, and I don't mean to sound in any way, shape, or form. I really like coming in doing the show.
Oh, I don't mind doing the show.
I don't mean it in a... I mean, honestly, I don't think of this as work. It's... Yeah, we're lucky.
You're right. It's not work.
I'm not trying to be holier than thou here. You know, I get what you're saying, you know, but I don't find it to be too much work. You know, we're lucky. We hang out. We talk about sports for a while.
Would you? Yeah.
Big whoop.
You're absolutely right. And I was listening to Ben and Woods this morning. Guys, they were talking to Jesse Agler. Jesse's been sick lately. And so they were all kind of, Woods is like, we're not like digging ditches over here. But sometimes our jobs can be tough if we have a cold.
No, that's fair. It's fair. Yeah. No, I mean, we have our moments. But for the most part, as long as I don't have to put a tie on, I don't ever really consider it work. Which is why I sometimes consider going to like a soiree in the evening
as work.
Yes. That's work to me. Because I got to run home and get the tie buttoned up and all of that.
That is absolutely work.
That's work.
But yeah, GL Pools, hit them up.
Hit them up. Mention the old radio there, and you get a free month of service. I tried to take care of my swimming pool many years ago. That lasted about a day. Right, and then I realized I'm not mixing all of these chemicals together. You know, it's not going to happen.
When we moved into,
it's not happening.
When my parents moved into the house they live in now, I was a senior in high school, so my job was like, you're going to take care of the outside. Yeah. You're going to do the pool, and I'm like, Dad, I can't do the pool. You got to pay someone.
You
got to
get
this.
A guy
because I'm just going to ruin this pool.
Get a GL Pools guy or a gal.
Yes.
Get them out there. Mention radio. Like I said, a month savings. All right, got a couple of other things, a little quick items to take care of before we get back to work here. We've got a lot to talk about here in the final hour of the show, including Tony joining me to complain about what has become the storyline, whether it's fortunately or unfortunately, but it's become the storyline in the NBA Finals. And we'll talk about it in about 10 minutes, Tony and I. Coming up on Monday, June 23rd, that is a week from yesterday. Right. Next Monday.
Right.
The Fernando Tatis Jr. Bat Flip Bobblehead. It's presented by ServPro. I can't show you what it looks like because somebody stole ours from the studio.
I don't think they stole
Scraby.
It was not me. It was not me. I was not going to get caught doing this again.
You sounded like a very good candidate to steal that bobblehead.
Totally. I am guilty of stealing the Jackson Merrill bobblehead. And I wasn't I wasn't a thief. I asked if I could have it, and they said yes. So I took it
Who's
home.
They?
Or was him.
Did you ask
Adam.
Somebody in the chat?
Adam.
Yeah. Your friends in the chat said you could go ahead and take the Jackson Merrill.
Oh, yeah. They'll allow me to do whatever.
Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead features him in the City Connect Uni with the 360-degree rotating bat, you know, bat flip bobblehead. The giveaway limited to the first 40,000 next Monday. First pitches at 6:40. Padres and Nationals. Nationals are on a roll right now, by the way, Scraby. They've lost nine in a row.
I was going to say, they're not on the good
roll. Wheeling into town for hopefully next week. Padres.com/giveaways for more information there.
Ooh, Ben Higgins stole it.
Oh, Ben Higgins is copping
to it? I don't know if Cole's being funny, but if Ben Higgins stole it, then, oh, he's just being funny. I shouldn't have yelled that out. Never mind.
I don't think Ben Higgins is very when I think of honesty, I think of George Washington, Ben Higgins, right
and Abe
there.
Lincoln.
Honest Abe?
Yeah.
Hey, look, George Washington admitted he cut down the cherry tree. I mean, come on, that was big.
That was big. I mean, people were really waiting for that.
He got president out of it, maybe. I don't know.
You know what's sad about me as an American? Is I know about the cherry tree. I don't know the background on it.
Well, that's all you need to know. His parents came home. The cherry tree had been chopped down, and they said, who did it? And he could have easily got away with it, but he didn't. He admitted to it.
Man, times were different.
Boy George,
was that his way of like playing with the neighborhood kids by chopping down the
yeah,
cherry?
Yeah, I'm not quite
tree.
Sure what motivated him to do it in the first place. That I would have to do a little reading up on. Scrab, I would. Padres and Dodgers game two tonight. Dodgers won last night for a couple of different reasons. One, they had a big old inning against Dylan Cease, and it happens, and you wish it didn't. Here's the thing: you get the one mound visit per inning. If you're Ruben Niebla, and he came out early in that inning. And then once the Dodgers started, remember Muncy got a hit, and then the next guy walked, or no, the next guy got hit by a pitch. Pajes got hit. Oh my God.
Why would you hit me?
Right. And then after that, you know, it was like Edmund, Shohei, Betts, hit, RBI, RBI, RBI. And I think Niebla would have loved to go out there and just break the momentum, but he couldn't, or they'd have to take him out of the game. So, you know, Dylan Cease, the only lesson I would say there, not that it may have mattered, but step off the mound, walk around the mound once or twice, and just try to break
the cycle.
They got a little hot streak going, and he kept kind of just getting right back up there and grooving another one and, you know, another hit, and then grooving another one and another hit. And I know they said they weren't hit hard. They were hit hard enough. It wasn't like they were bloopers. They were hit.
No, but I would say he said after the game, quote, stuff was good, and for the most part, my execution was pretty good. They put the ball in play, and a lot of them found holes. It's an unfortunate part of baseball. It's frustrating. You give up that many runs, you don't really give your team a good chance, but I'm pretty happy with my execution. He's right there. I mean, some of those balls are just not seeing eye singles.
I don't know.
But
Shohei clocked one into right center field.
Yeah,
Muncy's, I thought, was
he
hit
did.
Pretty well. Anyway. Look, that was part of it. The other thing is when you have chances, first and third, nobody out, you need more than a run. When you got run in, man on second, nobody out, you need to get somebody else in. Twice they had the lead guy at second with nobody out. That player never even advanced to third.
Yeah.
You got to start coming up with some of these hits in RISP. Because, and I know you're going to hate this, so I'll tell you, you're going to hate it. But if you don't hit three-run homers, and we've already covered this, the Padres don't, then the only way you can score is by hitting with runners in scoring position.
Yes.
So you can't not do both.
If you're going to play small ball, you got to score.
Thank you. If you're not getting small ball, then you got to come through with RISP. You just have to. Otherwise, you can sit back and hit some three-run homers.
It's pretty uncanny how many homers Manny's hit solo shots recently.
Incredible. The whole team. Yeah, look, don't get me started. They're over three. Believe me, I am addicted to this stat. They are over 300 plate appearances this year now with only three-run homers. That's one every... I don't remember the third one. I honestly don't. I know two of them were in that 21-0 game.
It was Jason Hayward, I think Tatis.
Right. And then they had one more, I think Gavin Sheets maybe. But that's it. They have, and that was very shortly thereafter. They have one three-run homer per 100 at-bats. You would think blindly they'd get a few more.
You would think.
But they haven't. So if they don't get that, and I can't teach that, and I don't know how to change that, so I got to start hitting with runners in scoring position. So we'll see. Fernando's been hot. Manny's been hot for longer. But where can they else get, you know, contributions right now on the offensive side? Vasquez is pitching tonight. And the big question there, I talked to Tony earlier about it, but does he get the chance to pitch a third time through the order? Last time against the Dodgers, that was a flat-out no.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens tonight. Do the Padres do the same strategy that did not work last time, by the way? Or do they let Vasquez go if he's pitching well? That'll be something to look at tonight.
I talked about this yesterday when I was filling in for Braden, but through like with three guys in the rotation, you got Berger, you got Kolek, and you got Randy Vasquez.
Yeah, that's
They're averaging
hard.
Over the last nine starts amongst all those guys. They're averaging 4 2/3.
I know.
And then Mike Schilt says, well, our bullpen's been overused.
Kevin Acey had a great article about it this weekend in the UT, and he said that there are people in the organization who don't want to say it. This is him speaking.
Oh, yes, yes.
He said there's people in the organization, they don't want to speak up, but there's people in the organization who privately think the Padres are going to kill the bullpen if they haven't already because they don't trust the starters enough. You can't. There's three of your five starters not going five innings. That there's no bullpen that can keep up with that. And the bullpen, first 22 leads it had this year, held on to all 22 of them. Since then, bullpen has had 26 leads, and they've blown 13 and held 13. That's not good enough.
It tracks with being overused a little bit.
That's out of my pay grade.
Yeah,
but it sure
too.
Sounds like it, doesn't
me
it?
Too.
It sounds like it. So at some point, you got to find a starting pitcher that can pitch longer than four innings. And if that's Shohei, if that is
he's not going to pitch.
I know, if not for us, no. But if that's Darvish and that's King, then somebody better find a way to get these guys back in here because I don't know when they're coming.
King's not coming back before the All-Star break.
I don't think Darvish is either. I don't expect it, though.
They said, I read in Kevin Acey's article, that they expect him back by the end of the month. We got 2 weeks. I don't know that it's happening, but it will be a nice surprise.
You know what I was
does.
Just doing there for a second?
What?
I was holding my breath, and then I stopped.
Okay.
More Gwynn and Chris
wait,
coming
hold up. On real what? Quick. Hector yeah. says Xander had the third three-run
oh,
homer against
you,
the
Hector.
Angels.
Okay, I didn't remember that one.
I don't
one,
remember
but
it
yeah,
either.
That was they. I know they have three. I just didn't remember the other third. Thank you, Hector, for that. Padres, Washington, 833-288-0973. I got tickets to next week's game. Which night, Scrabe?
The 23rd, so...
No, it's the Tatis bobblehead night?
Monday, yes.
Okay, so you can go to the game. Call in right now, 833-288-0973. What pitcher has won the most games in Washington Nationals franchise history? What pitcher has won the most games in Washington Nationals
franchise
history?
Let me clarify for everyone. Does Expos count?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
That is part of the Washington Nationals.
Just clarifying for everyone.
You did. And that is part of the Washington Nationals franchise history.
Okay.
More Gwynn and Chris as you dial in to try and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Win. All right, Gwen and Chris rolls on. Welcome back. Closing in on Padres-Dodgers Game 2 of the series in L.A. tonight. Tony looking so good on TV last night. By the way, he explained to us, Scraby, Frank and I, what he was wearing. You need work on your explanation, because I didn't really understand what you were going to be wearing until I saw it. But it did look good. I will say that. It did look good. But, yeah.
Hard to understand. Can I ask real quick, because I didn't know any of this was happening, and I was very surprised when I heard mud on the radio when I tuned in. I was like, what is happening? Did they just take the TV? Are you doing this all week or just last night?
Yes. No, for this series.
Wow.
This is my series, and then be back on radio, and I think I'll return a week later in Philly.
Okay.
Be my next time I go.
No, I enjoyed it last night with Mud.
Well, Mud on the radio is still, you know, Mud. He's still funny. But, you know, Tony adds a different dimension on television.
Yeah.
And he was really good last night, Tony. Very good.
You know what's funny is, you know, I don't often feel great about my time on TV. Yesterday I walked out of there feeling pretty good.
Good.
At least that I did my job.
Yeah, no,
so
that's a great feeling.
I appreciate that.
You know, I was
that
on TV.
That is a great
morning,
feeling
so
that people. Yeah, right. And you have that often when you're on TV.
I walked out and I was like, you know what? That was my best TV segment ever.
Hit that out of the ballpark.
It's not that I even felt like it was my best. It was just I felt like that was better.
You left fulfilled. You
know? I've walked out of high school basketball games that have been terrible games, but I thought I reffed really well, and so I feel good on the way home. And then it's the opposite is also true. I've done some great games where I thought I stunk up the joint, so I get it. All right. Well, look, basketball is where I want to go with this segment. We got game five in the books last night. Oklahoma City wins it. They won it, you know, going away after Indiana closed to within 2 points in the fourth quarter. OKC had too much Jalen Williams. What a game he had, right? 40 points. I mean, you can't, this guy, you know, they put up on the screen, he went to Santa Clara.
Yep.
Does anybody remember him coming to Jenny Craig Pavilion and making any noise of any kind? Right? I don't. But
I wasn't checking for it because it would have
No, I wasn't either. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy was the 12th pick in the draft, and he's an all-star. But he, you know, basically played his college basketball in total obscurity. And, you know, they find these guys, as they often do. And he was the difference in the game last night, I thought. But, Tony, what I want to get into was a moment on the broadcast. Now, you were doing your own broadcast, so I'm going to have to maybe fill you in on this.
Okay.
But it took NBC, or not NBC, who's doing the game? ABC. It took ABC 4 3/4 of a fifth game to finally acknowledge that maybe SGA pushes off sometimes when he takes his jump shot. And they put a package together of him doing this. And they showed it 4 or 5 times. And then they showed the one in question the other night where he really got away with it at the end of the game in Indiana. So they showed all of this. And I was really interested to hear how Doris Burke was going to defend it. Because Doris Burke, for all she does, is not going to ever be critical of anyone or anything. And Doris Burke said, "Yeah, I don't know. This is, I don't quite know here. This is kind of a gray area, and I don't want to be critical of it. I mean, he's the MVP," and so Doris didn't want to tackle it at all. Richard Jefferson said, and I quote, Tony, "It's a foul, but I don't think they should call it." And my response to that was what Scraby just said.
What?
"It's a foul, but I don't think they should call it." Now, we've gone through 5 full games of this final series. He has not been called for one time pushing off. So this conversation continues to go. And I hate to keep covering ground we've hit on, Tony, but I need to, I'm not sleeping at night after I watch these games. So I need to be appeased one way or another, and I don't know how to do it.
I don't know what to tell you, man, because I think I almost said the same thing the other day when I acknowledged that it looked like a push-off, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I think that's because it's not blatant all the time. The one against Oklahoma, the one that he had the game before this to end it,
yeah,
where he lost it, that one to me was blatant. Should have been called, and I thought that they just missed it. He has, but I will go back to my original point before we talked about it that day, which was he has mastered the art of towing that line consistently. And listen, there were games in that Denver series where he was called for it. It just feels like he hasn't been called for any of the grayness ones in a little bit of time. And I think that's a little bit of the luxury you get when you are the MVP of the league. And I think that has never been any different for anybody that is of that ilk in the league, whether it was KD, whether it was AI, whether it was Michael, Kobe. They all got those calls to go their way most of the time. I just think we are in an era of higher scrutiny. We run those replays. It's kind of crazy work that ABC decided to do a dry snitching element of of him pushing off mid-game.
Yeah, they did this and then just to say that it was stupid. Well, then why did you even waste our
time? Because if you didn't so many think people are complaining about it.
That's right, Scraby. You're right about that.
These same broadcasters, when they're not broadcasting, are open to the same type of things that we're seeing in our feeds, in our social media. So they also know that it's being talked about. It doesn't mean that they necessarily have to agree with them. Matter of fact, it seems as though they may have been doing it to try to discredit the idea that all of these are push-offs. So, as I said, SGA is really good at towing that line, whether it's you, the guy fouling him, or him fouling the guy, it's a gray area. And it's proven, at least to this point, the refs, what is going on with your camera there, Scrape?
He just threw the laptop away. He's upset about something. I don't know. I think he pushed off on the laptop. waiting for a foul call.
I didn't see. Now, that being said, Chris, I didn't see any of the game last night.
So no, it was similar stuff.
I don't know if there was like an egregious one like the other night. But
no, there hasn't been egregious, but you can count on it happening pretty much every time. And I unfortunately, you know, jumped on this at the beginning of the series. And now that I'm into game five with game six coming up, I'm getting by it. Because I just wanted acknowledged by somebody in a striped shirt somewhere that the guy pushes off. At least give me one call.
I'm going to wear a striped shirt tomorrow and say,
hey, he pushes off.
Give me one call. Then he can go back and do his thing again. But at least appease me one time.
I hope you get it in your next game now, so you can cheer.
We may get it because it's in Indiana. They may give the Pacers one time. And by the way, why the Pacers aren't screaming bloody murder about this, I don't know. Because it's, you know, beating them.
Rick Carlisle already discredited this thing when he said that, hey, man, get off the ref's back.
No, he said get off Scott Foster's back.
What is
but
going
I don't know. Scraby's lost his mind while we're doing this segment. I just think the Pacers ought to be screaming for it a little more because Denver screamed a lot for it, and they got a few of them at least. Pacers need a few in the next two games. All right, enough off the soapbox. I'm doing what I can. More Gwynn and Chris ahead as we continue toward Dodgers-Padres tonight on 97.3 The Fan. Now, this is our last segment today. I know, try not to celebrate too much out there. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. First off, before we did the NBA stuff, we gave away some Padre tickets. And who was the winner, Scraby? Didn't get the name on that one.
First caller, Linda.
Really? Linda got it right away.
Yes.
All-time leading winner victories in Washington Nationals franchise. The guy who has the record never even pitched a game for the Washington Nationals. But since the Expos are part of their franchise, the answer was Steve Rogers, a pretty much a perennial all-star, Scraby.
I think so.
Back in the 70s, he made it three times, was in the top five of the Cy Young balloting three times as well. So he's a really good pitcher. He's the all-time leader, 158 victories. Number two was our guy.
Steven Strasburg.
Ready to go.
Strasburg, ready to go.
That's right. He's number two. On
slider, strike three called, and a no-hitter.
Damn right. So anyway, good job, Linda. She'll go to see the Padres game next week against the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Scraby segment.
Yes.
But he's going to give back some of his segment today.
Yeah.
So that we can give you more insight into tonight's Dodgers Padres game two.
Yes.
And to do that, we're going to go back to Tony and I's visit with Dave Vasse, the host of Dodger Radio. Now, I think the thing to listen for here, there's a couple things. One, if you don't like Will Smith, like I don't like Will Smith, you're going to want to hear this interview for a little more insight. I don't know that it's going to change your mind.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help, says Scraby.
It doesn't. Chris opened up the floor to,
right,
Will Smith a likable guy?
Right. And there was, you know, he didn't help.
No.
But you'll hear that. You'll get the latest on, you know, Shohei and the Dodgers and the whole thing after we check traffic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's get to our one of my favorite guests, Dave.
Well,
Dave's
very nice to come on since the Dodge beat team here this week. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you putting up with it.
Free your post game host, Dave Vasse. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I thought you were going to say thanks a lot for coming on because Tony is part of the show.
No, Tony's our guy. We're going to stick up for him. But I know that, you know.
Tony's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet anywhere. And I'm always trying to see whether or not I can get him to snap, but he never snaps. That's how great of a guy he is.
Dave is an antagonist. He likes to try to like needle you and get you to react to things. I'm not going to give him the time of day.
Don't give him the time of day, but you should introduce Dave to Scraby, because Scraby has mastered being able to get Tony to snap.
Tony and I have had a couple shouting matches during a commercial break.
Yeah, he's mastered it, Dave. So it can happen, believe it or not.
Wow. Dave, we'll get to that later. I want to know. In terms of Shohei yesterday, he went out there. Padres, they got to him in that first. He was able to kind of settle in. Was that kind of what they were looking for in that out of that start from Shohei?
Yeah, and it was starting to get a little dicey because the pitch count was getting up there, 28 pitches in the first inning. And I asked Dave Roberts whether or not Ohtani's pitch limit was getting to the max at that point in time, and he said, the last batter he was going to let him face was Xander Bogaerts, and his limit was 30 pitches. So that first inning was not 1-2-3 like everybody at Dodger Stadium was expecting, unfairly. So there were limits to how far he was going to go.
Dave, again, the Dodgers, they did it, you know, last night, the bullpen. Kasparis has been an incredibly valuable pitcher for this squad, giving you four-plus innings and helping the bullpen get through. And what do they do the next two nights? What do you expect? And how much longer can the Dodgers get away with this, you know, bullpen night, almost after bullpen night? That's a little unheard of, actually, at this point.
Right, and they can't do that unless they have a pitcher like Ben Kasparis, who, to me, has been the most valuable pitcher on the Dodgers staff this entire year. If you look at it, he's thrown more innings than any other National League reliever. He's come in, he's been a reliever, a high leverage reliever, a bulk innings reliever. They even had him start a game. So he's just been able to adapt and be really good at adapting. Tonight, a bullpen game. Tomorrow, Emmett Sheehan is going to make his first start in a couple of years after coming back from Tommy John surgery. So that's been part of the reason why the Dodgers bullpen has been taxed as much as it has, because they have such a thin starting rotation and have had to plug in guys and bullpen games in between Yamamoto and Dustin May. But things are starting to look better for the Dodgers because Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow look like they're going to be ready right after the All-Star break. They got Kershaw back, who just pitched 7 scoreless innings. So things are starting to look better. But like I said, Ben Kasperius and Jack Dreyer, they have been invaluable to the Dodgers piecing this together.
Yeah, Dave, I got to ask you, man, what's up with your boy Andy Páez? I mean, he gets plunked in the – he gets plunked on a what seemed to be, you know, an accidental fastball or breaking ball or whatever it was he got hit with. He seemed to take exception with it. After the game, I will say that he thought his emotions got the better of him. He doesn't really think that was done on purpose, does he?
At the time he did, Tony. He's okay. A fiery guy. He's got a lot of edge, a big chip on his shoulder, which you could understand. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't believe a yogi like Dylan Cease would purposely plunk him. I think it was pretty obvious in that inning that he just didn't have well, that's what he does, right? He's a big yoga guy, 84
yeah,
poses
is.
In yoga, all that stuff. he's a very peaceful man. Very peaceful man. I don't see him intentionally hitting any hitter, but he just lost command of his slider and his pitches in that inning. And look, Páez is edgy. I like the edge.
Talk a little bit of Dave Assay is with us, radio host, pre and post for the Dodgers and covers the Dodgers. Talk a little bit about the dynamic of maybe the big three, not counting Shohei. Where do Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts fit in terms of leadership on this squad, and how do they divide all that stuff up?
Yeah, it's not just one guy, like you said. There's a few different guys that kind of lead the way. Mookie is somewhat embraced being kind of the team spokesman along with Freddie Freeman. Freddie is, a pro's pro. I mean, he could have played when Tony's dad was playing. I mean, that's how big of a throwback he is, not just by valuing batting average and hits and playing every day, but just the way he conducts himself in the clubhouse, off the field, all that. Teoscar Hernandez, to me, is one of the most inclusive teammates I've ever seen around the Dodgers. I mean, he brought throwing the sunflower seeds out there. He brings a ferocity, a never give up on a game type of attitude. He has such a joy to play the game of baseball and a gratitude towards it. So there's a combination of different guys that do different things to make this all work.
Dave Assay joins us here. And look, these two teams have mixed it up pretty tight through the first five games of these, or four games of these guys kind of playing each other. I'm curious to know how you feel about the schedule. I mean, the Padres will play the Dodgers twice in June. I think they have a couple more series in August, but then no matchup in September at all. This seems to be like malpractice by the MLB, not having these two teams matching up in September.
Yeah, I don't like it at all, Tony. For whatever reason, the schedule makers were not very good this year because the Dodgers and Padres just barely started seeing each other last week, first time this season, and now they're playing a four-game series a week later. The Dodgers were in St. Louis before they arrived in San Diego, and the Cardinals were telling us that they hadn't seen the Cubs yet. So I just hope Major League Baseball realizes how much you have to value the importance of these division rivalries. Already you've taken away one or two extra series because of this so-called balanced schedule. But
right.
I just hope it's not trending towards something that I don't believe we would all love, as far as trying to devalue 162 games. It's still got to matter. And playing within your division has got to matter, especially down the stretch.
Dave Assay from the Dodgers radio with us here. Padres-Dodgers tonight on our Padre radio, 97.3 The Fan, 7:10 at Dodger Stadium. Dave, me personally, this is why I wanted to ask about Betts and Freeman. I've even started to come around on Muncy as far as his being a pro's pro and a gamer. It took me a little longer to like Muncy. The other guys are like, here's a guy I don't like yet. And I want you to defend him or just tell me a little bit more about him because I don't know him. But Will Smith has said a few things publicly that have rubbed Padre fans the wrong way. whether he's meant to or not, I don't know. His Mr. Irrelevant comment on Profar last year has carried over to a certain extent. He was then asked last week about the Dodger Padres and whether these games meant anything, and he flatly said absolutely not, despite the fact, you know, we know these games are meaning a little more, the way they're managing, et cetera. Tell me a little bit about Will Smith and make me feel a little better about him, if you can.
Okay, well, I was the one that asked him about Profar and everything that happened last year.
Okay.
And then the guy, his teammate said I baited him into that comment, which I did not.
That was brother. All him. Okay, yeah, right.
And I guess he proved out to be true because Jerickson Profar is, again, Mr. Irrelevant. He's not even playing because of PED suspension.
Right.
So in some ways, Will Smith was ahead of his time foreshadowing the irrelevance of Jerickson Profar this season.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as the guy goes, he's one of the most vanilla interviews you will ever encounter. And that's part of the reason why he's so good when there's runners in scoring position or the game is on the line. That's his personality. He never puts an overemphasis on any at-bat.
Yeah.
And Tony knows this. It, you know, that's the type of personality, that cool-blooded type of guy you want at the plate. And that's the way he lives his life. By the way, a really good golfer as well.
Yeah, great.
Man.
Great to hear on it, especially today.
How does that
Scraby
feel, Chris?
Not
up.
Good today. Not the way I hit him today. I don't want to hear that today.
Dave, obviously, you talked about the rotation and those guys getting healthy. I mean, in terms of Ohtani moving forward, what does it look like for him pitching-wise? Is he going to now hop into the rotation? How does this look? How does this play out moving forward? Or do the Dodgers actually know? Is Ohtani actually the one that's making the calls on this?
Ohtani and the Dodgers have mapped out a schedule, along with Dr. Neil Eletrosh, who performed the surgery. He's been very involved in the rehab process. And what it's going to be, Tony, is like it was with the Angels. He's pitching once a week. And when he pitches once a week, it's going to build up slowly. As Dr. Eletrosh put it to me last night, he's still in the final stages of rehab. They're just doing it in games now because it just didn't make sense to do what they did in San Diego last week where, you know, he's throwing three simulated innings, cooling down, then having to play a game as the DH. This allows him to stay hot and really lends itself to his two-way uniqueness. So once a week, and the next time he's out there, probably two, maybe three innings if he's efficient. And by the time the post All-Star break starts happen, he'll be built up. That's what they were planning all along, but now they've just changed the method to have him finish the rehab in games.
Great stuff, Dave. As always, man. I will catch you in a couple hours. Appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us, buddy.
Ooh, Tony Gwynn Jr. is one of the most favorite people I've ever met. Just a great guy, heart of gold.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to send
out my Ashy's elbow. He pointed out that I had ashy elbows last week and I needed lotion. So now I'm very self-conscious about that.
Well, Dave, if you want to get back at him, I'm going to have Mr. Scraby get in touch with you. He'll give you some tips. There's some you can find some openings on Tony. We'll help you out with that.
I need some tips.
Okay, they're coming your way.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate you, brother. Dave has a Padres, Dodgers pre and post reporter, and his elbows were ashy. I mean, you could have struck a match on them bad boys, and they would that thing would have went on fire.
Okay, that's a fun way to end that.
You could have struck a match on his elbows.
Tony's always there to help. I think you need to call this Dodger radio guy and give him a little ammunition on Tony.
See, the only
thing... He's never been able to get, you know, never been able to get a good one in on Tony.
That just means you haven't spent enough time with Tony.
You gotta work on it, man. You can find an opening.
You could.
You can find an opening. All right, why don't you wrap... We only got like 7-8 minutes, but it's your turn.
Oh.
What do you have
here?
Well,
you know, let's start with this real quick, because we're watching the Stanley Cup Finals in here,
right.
And you were telling me about the replay challenge system in hockey.
I like it.
And I do too. So apparently, I didn't know this, but if you lose a challenge in hockey, you get a 2-minute penalty.
Yes, you do. Delay a game.
Delay of game, yeah. Which I think is incredible.
I love it. The NFL ought to take note.
All sports should take note. Like the NFL, you have a limited amount of challenges, and a timeout, losing that is a big deal. But
how about if you lose 10, 15 yards too?
Or a loss of down?
Yeah. I think it would make you think. It's going to make you think twice. You're not just going to willy-nilly challenge. I do get it in the NFL. Losing a timeout is a pretty big loss a lot of times.
In the second half, mostly.
Especially in the second half. But I don't know how many games have been won or lost because the team only had one timeout left instead of three. But I love the NHL thing. I mean, you can challenge the call if you want.
Yes.
But if you're wrong, not only is the call going to stand, which probably just went against you,
yeah,
but you're getting a delay of game. I think that's fair.
I think it's a fair risk.
It's kind of like a game show, television game show. These people aren't risking anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you get the question wrong, sorry, take it away. Her living room, ladies and gentlemen. Just lost her living room. Yeah. That'd be great. Wouldn't that make it more interesting?
It would. It would definitely put more pressure on everybody involved making decisions.
The contestants on the show would. You might not even want to sign up for the show because you'd be worried you'd lose. Yep, you lost your car. Sorry about that.
That would be crazy.
Bob Barker and Drew, what's his name?
Drew Carey.
Yeah, they're taking your car home. Sorry.
That would be insane. We're going to have the movers coming to pick up your couch.
You missed the guess by so much money. We have to take your car.
Now, in football, Charles is saying timeouts are big. Yes, we know.
Charles is right. But
would you be okay with a choice? Like, you either lose a timeout
or 15 yards?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think it's something you could incorporate.
I think it's something worth incorporating. I don't think NFL has a problem with challenges, like wasting time. I think baseball totally does.
Football's gotten pretty good. It's taken them a long time. They had some lengthy challenges back in the day.
I mean, the last minute of a college basketball game can take 30 minutes sometimes because those guys are going back and forth.
You're very good, Scrabe. You're absolutely right. That's got to be stopped.
And those aren't coaches' challenges.
No,
that's because the referees double-checking their work.
Last 2 minutes of the game, you can look at anything, and so they do. That has to change.
See, part of being a referee, to me, is making the call and standing by it.
Agreed. The referees, they're making calls knowing that they can have it looked at, so it doesn't even matter if they get it right. But the end of the game is a waste of time for everyone. Not only that, while they're looking at all these calls, everybody gets an extra 10 timeouts. Because the players come over to the coaches and get more, you know, it's just the whole spirit of that rule has been destroyed. Florida just scored again. So it's looking bad. 2-0 Panthers right near the end of the first period. What's going to happen here is the Stanley Cup is going to go to a warm weather city in Florida for the fourth time in 5 years.
That is crazy.
And what else is going to happen? It's not going to go to Edmonton, which means it's not going to go to Canada for the 33rd year in a row. And they want that cup, and they're not going to get it.
I figure they really want that cup.
Yeah, they're not going to get it.
Who was the last team?
Montreal, 1993.
I thought Vancouver won or something.
No, they came up short. They lost.
And so that's why their city
rioted. They rioted the whole city. They lost the seventh game.
But that would be interesting if they could do something like that in football. Baseball, we were talking about it. Someone, Charles said automatic balk, but then you would have to have someone wrong about a challenge.
Yeah, baseball's all right. You lose your challenge if you're wrong. That's, you know, okay. I mean, that makes you think twice about it in the second inning. You know, you better get it right.
I absolutely hate the way that the Padres are on the wrong side of all challenges. All challenges.
All right. Well, I'm going to wait till they're on the right side of one and point it out.
It'll probably happen tonight.
It just seems like it.
It does. I was specifically talking about the play on Sunday when the Diamondbacks Ketel Marte.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the call on the field was out. So you have to have indisputable video evidence showing he was out.
And I
looked at this play a million times. How can you tell me that ball's not grazing Arise's glove?
Because I could tell. It was a good call. I hate to say it. I wanted that out. It was a big moment, but the ball was not in his glove yet. When I saw, and I looked at it as close as you did, but when Marte's foot hit the bag, the ball had not quite arrived. And the reason it hadn't arrived is because after he hit the bag, it moved some more before he caught it, which means it hadn't got there yet.
Okay.
It was close.
I wasn't talking, and people were like thinking I was talking about the end of the game where they scored the run.
No, that one was. He was safe.
Yeah, he was safe. But
anyway,
here's some random news. Actually, we need to pause for station identification. One of my favorite things about sports whenever something big happens, like the Rafael Devers trade, is when all these anonymous reports come out now about Devers and how, how he was such a bad teammate.
And no one's sad
that he's gone.
No.
Well, Britt Garoli.
And the Red Sox are going to be far better, according to the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's what they did say. I mean, they did not shy away from taking parting shots at Rafael Devers, which I think Rafael Devers is happy that he doesn't have to play the Red Sox much. I mean, I think they've already played this year.
No, they play this weekend. Giants and Red Sox.
No way.
Yeah, this weekend.
That's insane.
It's in San Francisco.
Still.
It'd be much juicier in Boston.
That would be crazy. They should move the series.
No, they're playing this weekend in San Francisco.
Okay, well, good job on being wrong on that, Matt.
You're welcome.
So the Athletic, Brittany Garoli, is reporting that an American League evaluator told her, "We got our Luka Doncic trade.
Yeah.
It should have happened in spring training, but no one saw it coming. Now our group chat was blowing up." Another anonymous executive said, "I would never touch that contract." Or I'm sorry, quote, "wouldn't want to touch Rafael Devers' contract." Also, some people inside the organization, anonymous reports saying that Rafael Devers was disengaged and wasn't a part of the team. And
yeah, well, the Red Sox only have themselves to blame. They handled it terrible. They let it all get out in the media. They made Rafael Devers look bad. And Rafael Devers didn't do himself any favors by the way he reacted publicly. And maybe the Giants are getting a guy that just isn't much of a team player. But everything I've been reading now,
he's happy.
Says he's thrilled and he's telling the Giants, "I'll play first base. I'll do whatever you want," which is even more proof that he just hated the Red Sox for treating him so bad, and that's why he kept saying he wasn't going to move. I don't blame him because the Red Sox owed him more than the time of day, and they didn't give it to him. He's a, what is it, $113 million, $30 million ball player?
He signed his contract for 10 years, like over $300.
$300,
so the Giants owe him 8 years, right. $254.
Well, I don't care about that. What I'm saying is the Red Sox had a $300 million ball player that they basically didn't bring him in before they went out and got Bregman. You've got to bring a $300 million guy in and say, "Here's what we're going to do. What do you think?" You have to. The Padres, even though it's not Manny's decision, Manny needs to be in on it.
Of course.
Fernando needs to be in on
it.
It's
future.
Their team.
Yes.
That's what a good organization does. A bad one does what the Red Sox did, and Devers made him pay. So now, to me, Devers is still in the spotlight.
He is, yeah.
He's got to go to San Francisco. He's got to shut up, and he's got to, you know,
play.
Perform.
Yeah.
Because if he makes any, you know, waves there, then it's going to look like it's on him.
I was reading something on Yahoo, and they were saying that people inside the organization are saying that the team, because of the Fenway Sports Group, so it's like it's a bunch of people that put money into it so that they can all own the team, that now decisions are going through some of those people as well. Like, is it okay if we sign this guy for this amount of money? Because they are technically owners of the team. And I feel like these interest groups, I don't think that's the term for them, but they're going to make things a little bit difficult on some of these teams. Like, they're going to have to go to shareholders now and ask them if they could sign a player. That's kind of crazy to me.
It's big money.
It's big money.
Big time money.
Last thing is, because we're about to get out of here, Nick Castellanos was benched by the Phillies manager. And
he didn't play tonight.
He was benched because he came out of the game yesterday. And Castellanos told reporters, quote, "I wasn't happy about it. Spoke my mind. He said that I crossed the line. So my punishment is I'm not playing. It's his decision. He's the manager." I want to know what he said.
I do too, but Castellanos also said, "I crossed the line."
He did.
So he admitted it. Rob Thompson said, "Yeah, we're going to sit him tonight." And so they have. Not the end of the world, but yeah, there you have it.
No, it's just fun. It's just a fun story.
I don't know. If you're not into the hockey, I get it. But if you've never seen the Stanley Cup come out and be presented and skated around, it's probably going to happen tonight. Florida's up 2-0, as we said. You know, tape it. Try to watch it. I think you'll find it worthwhile. All right. Pre-game's next with Sam Levitt from L.A., Dodgers Padres. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow for Tony, Scraby, Chris Ello. Bye.
Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.